It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
It is Gen X versus Gen Z trivia. Obviously, Kristen and I representing Gen X.
We are Gen X.
You can't plug in a destination.
We are Gen X.
You cannot pin a location.
We are Gen X.
How far away is that exit?
We are Gen X.
You have to basically guess it.
And then the little itty bitty babies. The little itty bitty babies representing Gen Z. You got Abby and Mikey.
Of my generation. Oh, ours goes way harder.
Yeah, it's a lot better.
I'm afraid it does.
Hey, don't you schmear Penn Holderness's name. I got to do sports with that guy once on the news.
Who is that dude?
Penn Holderness from the Holderness family that did the Gen X song. So when I was working in Raleigh, he was the sportscaster for Raleigh. And for my birthday, they surprised me and I got to do a sportscast with him.
Oh, get out of here.
So random.
Tommy was saying that they won the Amazing Race also?
Yes, they did. He and his wife did.
Yeah, wow. Won $1 million.
$1 million!
They're huge online. I'm addicted. Yeah. I love when their videos come out because a lot of them are directed to Gen X. So I appreciate their videos.
And just to give him props for the Gen Z anthem, Hovie Benjamin.
All right, Tommy, take it from here, man.
All right, the score is 4-3. Gen Z is up.
Come on,
yeah,
now.
There was some controversy yesterday.
Bert is having war flashbacks.
No, there is no controversy.
We're good, man.
We are doing a contest and a game on this show. Shut up. Nope. That has no controversy.
We're good. We good. Hey, everybody, we good.
We're good.
We good.
No.
Well.
Okay.
4-3.
Okay. 4-3. That is the score. Gen X is down.
So this is just a rolling score for the week, and then we're going to have a winner at the end of the week.
Correct.
All right. Since you're in the lead, we're going to go to Gen Z first.
Punk asses.
This is a tough one.
I'm very competitive.
Whoa.
Hey,
Mikey and Abby, what was the name of the robot made on the Jetsons?
Wally. R2-D2.
Mr. Roboto?
Very good.
It was Rosie.
Okay.
What even is the Jetsons?
I was reminded about this, that I think part of the entertainment value is we have to answer something. Yeah. Like your answer yesterday, what you want, a cookie?
Is that not a real saying off of something?
What you want, a cookie? All right, so we have to answer with something rather than nothing.
Okay.
Like those were really two very bad answers.
Mr. Dabalina, Mr. Bob Dabalina.
Dale the Funky Homo Zapier.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right, question to Gen X, Bert and Kristen. What YouTube creator is known for his absurd challenges like I gave away a private island?
Oh, my.
Easy. That's going to be Mr. Beast.
Mm-hmm. Easy as all get out.
Mr. Beast.
That was a gimme.
He gave us the Jetsons?
He gave you guys the Jennifer Aniston hairstyle.
Okay, that's fair.
What was the name of Rachel's haircut on Friends?
Back to Gen Z.
We're tied up, by the way, 4-4.
What singer was known for wearing a bra made of cones designed by Jean-Paul Gaultier?
Madonna?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought it was the one, what's the lady on the Super Bowl thing that the guy took the thing off and it was there?
Oh, Janet Jackson.
Is that a good way to explain it?
That guy?
Wait. Explain that one more time for me, for those of us that lived through it. Go ahead.
The lady was wearing the cones and the guy put his hand and then took it away and then the thing was there and it was there.
You are precious. You are the most precious person of this show.
Okay, I'm glad you got that one.
You are a national treasure.
All right, back to Gen X.
What's our score?
5-4. Gen Z is in the lead.
Okey-doke.
Who is the Gen Z rapper known for songs like Mood and Rascal and is part of the collective 10K Cash?
You guys know this.
Mm-hmm.
Say it again.
It's like that's going to help. Who is the Gen Z rapper known for songs like Mood and Rascal and is part of the collective 10K Cash?
No chance.
I guess I'm saying it right.
I want to come up with something clever, but I got nothing.
Jack Harlow?
All right.
That wasn't a bad guess, though, was it?
I have never heard of this.
I had no idea who it is. Do you actually know who this is?
I know the song. Oh, I was in a moon.
24 Golden?
Oh, yeah. Man. Yeah, nobody knows that.
Did you know that?
Sure.
All right. When the questions are so hard that their own generation can't answer them, we've gone too far.
That was niche. That was like a very specific song in 2022.
Yeah. I think Gen Z might pull away with this one. Already up by one.
Come on now.
Hit me.
What do the initials VCR stand for?
All right. Let's talk about this.
Okay.
Video.
Video cassette record. Video cassette. Record.
Record or recorder?
Video is cassette recording?
Wait, VCR, but it already is a recording. I feel like it'd be recording.
Video cassette
recording.
Recording.
Final answer.
That's your final answer.
No, wait. No, let me think about it.
Hold on.
Video cassette.
Hold the phone. Let her think this through.
This generation needs more time. That's okay.
let's wrap them in bubble.
I need extended time on my test.
Okay, I'm getting it. I need an answer.
Which I did in high school.
All right, hit him with it, Abby.
Because I was a slow reader.
All right, final answer.
Video cassette record? Video cassette recording.
Yeah, I'm going recording.
Video cassette recording. That was a good guess, though.
It was a very good
one. That was close. It actually was on the table. Video cassette recorder.
Because it is a thing, right?
Oh, the VCR record.
Right. Let's declare shenanigans.
I declare controversy.
This is a shenanigan free zone. This game.
Okay, we'll give that one up.
All right, to tie the game, Jenna.
You shenan once, you'll shenan again.
That's correct.
What TikTok?
Hold on. Hey, we got to give that one just a breath.
Everyone rolled with that.
That's so stupid.
Okay, that is not your joke. That is on the internet. It was all the time.
It was an internet joke that I said first on the show.
I'll give you that.
Therefore mine.
Okay, let the record show. Abby was the first one to rattle off that stupidity.
All right. It's a good joke, though.
Gen X, the ball is in your court. This is to tie the game.
Okay.
What TikTok creator went viral for his silent deadpan reactions to overly complicated life hacks?
I know this dude. I just don't know his name.
All right. Is it Kaby? Khaby?
I'm going to need the last name also.
All right. Jones.
What the heck?
Sounds real.
Smith. You're going to need the last name too? Seriously?
Is that what he's known as, his first and last name?
Yeah,
or just
I know his last name.
We needed the last name on the video cassette recorder. Yeah.
Okay. All right, hold up. Hey.
Middle name too.
You all got extended time. I'm going to need some extended time too. You need some glasses too. Oh, wait, you already wearing
your
glasses.
I'm already wearing glasses, Abby. Because I'm 46 and I can't see, which is why I'm Gen X. All right.
Davis Jones Williams.
Kaby Connie.
Who?
Is it Connie? Kaby Connie?
Kaby Connie.
Kaby Connie? Kaby Bryant?
Kaby Lame. Lame.
Lame?
Lame.
I thought it was Lame.
I don't know.
Lame. it might be. I don't know. Okay.
And I follow him, and he's hilarious.
I know. I just didn't know dude's name.
So Gen Z is still up by one.
All right. So is they get one more question here, or is that it?
We're going to do one more.
Okay.
Rip it. Come on.
What handheld music player introduced by Sony in 1979, became a symbol of personal audio throughout the 80s.
I think,
yes. I was thinking either Discman or Walkman.
Walkman?
Is that your final answer?
Okay, hang on.
The Discman? What's the difference?
I don't think Discman is a thing.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
The Sony Walkman.
Yeah.
The Sony Walkman.
Hit it with him.
Is that your final answer?
God, you're making me nervous,
yes,
Tommy.
It's 100% the
final answer. Well done.
Did we get one more?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Why are you trying
to
cheat himself out of the game?
Because I can hear Vicky in my ears right now. You missed the commercial.
They're up by two. Back to Gen X. Final question this round.
We should have been able to stay on.
What does no cap mean in Gen Z slang?
No cap?
No cap.
I'll let you handle this because you have the kids.
No cap is like, no kidding, like truth, like
That's the truth?
Yes.
No lie.
Yeah. No lie? Yeah, we go.
No lie. I'm being honest.
Okay. All right. So what's our score right now?
We're up one again, right?
Yeah, they're up one.
Okay. All right.
Eep.
You better come in with more coffee tomorrow. And me too.
I'm already on my second glass.
Take three tomorrow.
This is The Bert Show.
If you're trying to get healthier and the interpretation of that is losing some weight, you know how difficult that is, man. There's sometimes I'm just doing the math like on the treadmill and I'm busting my ass for like 20 or 30 minutes and then I look up and I've burned 105 calories. Right? It's like two french fries, right? So when you see the gains or the losses in this case, when clothes are starting to fit a little bit differently, you really need to celebrate them because it is hard. It is a very difficult thing to do. It takes a lot of patience, a lot of discipline. And Amber, we can celebrate a small win today.
I will take that small win, which, by the way, speaking of losing calories, I did discover recently something new to help you lose about 8 calories. If you drink an entire glass of ice cold water, your body actually has to work to warm that water up so you can actually burn calories. There's really? A little secret for you guys.
Really?
Yeah, it's not a calorie game changer, but it's not helpful.
I don't know what to believe online anymore, man, because I feel like I read something like that on a Monday, then on Tuesday, I'm in the algorithm that says, don't do what I just told you to do on Monday. Yeah.
So recently, well, actually not recently, about 2-3 years ago, I went on a cruise. It's actually the very last trip that I took with both of my parents. My mother was still here. I went on a cruise and Ross. I went to Ross to get some shorts, really excited about it. I wanted to show off my legs, you know, be a little cool with that hot weather beating on you. And I saw these shorts and I was like, ooh, these are cute. I'm going to get them. So I bought them, great sale. But then when I got on the boat, I packed them and everything. I got on the boat and I said, I cannot wear these in front of people. I just mentally, I wasn't ready for the shorts. I thought maybe I was, but when I got on that boat and I'm seeing all these sexy people walking around in their bikinis and showing off their abs, I'm like, I can't even wear these shorts.
So what's the process here? So you get them, you wear them at your house, you wear them in the dressing room, and you're feeling good about it?
Yeah.
And then where was the switch?
It's so crazy. I think the switch happened the moment it became like, oh, they're going to see me in this in public. And in my mind, obviously, you're the biggest main character of your own story. So in my mind, everyone's like, look at that disgusting fat broad. But that's not what's going on.
No.
It's all mental, right?
You realize nobody is paying attention.
Exactly.
Man. Nobody's paying attention.
Exactly. You think that you're everybody's main character, but you are not. So I think it's the fact that when it became time to wear it in front of other people, I just completely overthought about all of it. And I was in my head. I was really in my head.
You psyched yourself out from wearing them.
Yeah. I did. I really, and I regret it because I really wanted to wear those shorts for that. Actually, I wore the shorts yesterday. Yeah. But here's the thing. Not only do those shorts now fit, they are too big.
Let's go.
They're too big. Good. I am like legit, like Halle Berry, like Circuit Monsters ball. I am so skinny. Move over, Halle Hadid. You know, Bella Hadid. You don't know anything about that.
I'm a little worried for you to go outside. A gust of wind is going to knock you over.
I know. It's crazy. Like my knees might sound like a drive-by, but this waist is still snatched, baby.
So you saw them. What made you see them and think, I'm going to try those on?
Well, because I didn't think, honestly, I thought that I had gained weight at the time. I was like, oh, these aren't going to freaking fit. So I put them on because I had to do some work, some working out and some moving around and stuff like that. So I thought they would become the pants I did not care about, which is why I ended up wearing them yesterday for the bet payoff. Because I was like, oh, if it smells like wet farts, who cares? I can't fit them.
Right.
It turns out,
again. That's fantastic, man. That really is. I think this also falls under the same category that we learned with when people were calling us up and sending us their pictures of like, rate me, right? The way we saw ourselves was so different than the way other people see. So you're looking in the mirror and you see a weight that other people just don't see.
Exactly. And I got to tell you, I am just now learning to get out of that mindset of self-loathing, of having, I guess you would call it body dysmorphia, whatever you want to call it. But I'm getting a lot better with that. And as I get healthier, not just on the outside, but on the inside, I'm feeling better about me now. And it's great.
And just so you know that you are not alone, because I feel like a lot of people, especially women, because I know I have done this. You have something, you put it on, and you're looking in the mirror, and you talk yourself out of it for whatever reason. Yeah. Like, you will nitpick an outfit and how it looks on you to the point that you absolutely cannot stand it. And so you have to take it off. Knowing you looked perfectly fine. It's not even better than fine. You looked fantastic, but you just get in your head so much about what other people are going to think. But you finding your self-love, that's what this is all about.
I'm out here loving on myself, baby.
Congratulations, man. That's a big win.
Thank you.
Well done.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's Entertainment Buzz.
Are we done talking about Taylor Swift?
No. We don't have to be. It's the only thing really people in the pop culture world are talking about.
Yeah, there's really no more news. I haven't gotten any more interesting conspiracy theories other than the fact that people are sending me screenshots of the New Heights podcast clip that dropped yesterday with Taylor Swift and her boyfriend Travis Kelce, where they're going to be talking about the new album that comes out. Well, we don't know when it comes out, but they're going to be talking about the album, and the episode drops tomorrow at 7. And people are sending me screenshots of all the TS's in the background. Okay. And we thought there were only two. Now there's three. So now we're like, oh my God, are there different album variations? Will there be more bonus tracks? There's so much we don't know yet.
I don't know factually what the most listened to single episode of a podcast is, but I don't think it's too much of a reach to say whatever it is, it's going to be beaten by this.
You are literally in my head. I was about to say the exact same thing, because I wonder what kind of record this is going to break for the most downloaded podcast in the quickest amount of time.
Yeah, and I think people listening live to it as soon as it launched, it's going to be huge.
I'm honestly going to be fascinated as to who's advertising on this specific episode. Like, who has the budget for the Taylor Swift episode? Or who did they give the go-ahead to, or maybe a little freebie to, because they wanted to maybe give a special favor to someone?
Boy, that is a super interesting question on the podcasting side. Like, if they've had sponsors, and I don't listen to New Heights that much to know what their consistent sponsors are or which one is at the front end of the podcast. But now, knowing that this is going to be the Super Bowl of podcasts, do you push those advertisers aside to make more money on this one podcast, but potentially ticking off the clients that have been with you all along?
Mm-hmm. Or will there be like specialty commercials that they've filmed because they know 10 billion people are going to be listening to it? Like, will it legitimately be the Super Bowl of podcasts? Because that, from the podcasting side, that's kind of where my head went to.
So super interesting, man. Just from a business standpoint also, that this wasn't even a podcast 3 years ago, was it? 4 years ago?
It's relatively new. Yeah. And honestly, I think it mainly did start taking off when he started talking at the very least about Taylor Swift. And like, to be fair, I think she has a lot to do with some of the maybe the new audience that they've gained. But I mean, these two are really talented on their own and so enjoyable to listen to that honestly, I think the listeners, the 92%ers, as they call them, that stick around, like, that's a well-deserved audience that they built.
Yeah, and just to piggyback on that, so yeah, maybe Taylor Swift opened the door for a lot of people to check them out, but you have to have the goods to keep them around.
Exactly.
And if you see, like, I don't listen to the podcast, but every single clip I see, they're just so comfortable behind a mic, and they're brothers, and they you can tell they have a tight relationship and a really good rapport, especially the fact that they share that they were both in the NFL together. So they handle their own.
Yeah, and save this. I am very sure that this is going to be his last season playing in the NFL.
I think that's a pretty good educated guess.
Yeah, I mean, his statistics aren't nearly as good as they used to be. You know, in the NFL, you better be 28 or you're a has-been. You're an AARP, right? So his statistics aren't as good anymore. You already see him working his way into these different platforms. He had a very big role on Happy Gilmore, too, and he did really, really great on it. You're seeing all the endorsements and the commercials. And, you know, your competitive spirit, I think, is always going to be there, and you want to hold on to that fraternity of football and continue to compete. But also at the end of the day, especially when you're in a relationship and we're assuming they're going to be together forever, you have to take a look at that and what it's doing to your body and your head and say, is it worth one more season, the potential of all that risk, when I already have everything else lined up financially? I don't have to worry about anything.
All right. You ready to manifest some stuff?
I'm so ready to manifest something.
All right. So she's got her new album coming out, right?
Uh-huh.
She's going on the New Heights podcast to tell everybody all the deets about it. So you were just talking about Travis Kelce. This could be his swan song year for the Kansas City Chiefs.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is his last year in the NFL. She has a new album. Wouldn't it make sense that she was a Super Bowl halftime performer?
Okay, and listening.
And that happens, right? So she performs Super Bowl halftime. It's his final year in the NFL, right?
Now you're assuming the Chiefs are playing in the Super Bowl. So she's going to be, okay.
No, I'm not assuming. I'm not saying the Chiefs are making it. I'm just saying his final year in football. I actually, like, the Chiefs don't make it, but he's in a suite watching her perform at the Super Bowl. Like, I can see all that. So she performs at the Super Bowl. Then after the Super Bowl is done, they get married and they have a kid.
Like instantly, like the next day?
Or they could do like what Usher did when he performed at the halftime show and then left straight from there and got married.
It'd be pretty epic. No,
I don't see that, but I think next year, like if I wanted to like manifest and put some stuff in the universe, I have this album coming out and I have this being his last year in the NFL. I have her doing the Super Bowl, and then sometime towards the end of like 2026, maybe December 13th, 2026, I see the two of them getting married, and then
that's her
year.
Birthday. She wouldn't get married on that day, Kristen. Okay.
Don't be
silly.
My bad. I see her getting married in 2026, and I see them having a baby in 2027.
So dang. The two of them have superhero powers. Anything is possible. So I could see them having sex on a Tuesday and her getting pregnant on Wednesday.
Wait, I forgot there is new news about Taylor Swift and the Chiefs Kingdom. So I guess ESPN is putting out a series about the most recent season with the Kansas City Chiefs. It's going to be called The Kingdom, and it's going to come out on Disney Plus, and it premieres August 14th, and apparently episode 3, she makes an appearance.
Is that right? Of course she does.
That's what the people are saying.
Of course she does.
All right, for more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
This is the Burt Show.
Kristen Hensley and Jen Smedley do a great podcast, and I'm proud of it that it's on Pioneers Network. It's called Hashtag I Mom So Hard. Before we even get into going back to school, guys, you want to give them kind of a synopsis of what you guys are all about?
I think our goal is just to talk openly and honestly and laugh at all the things motherhood, because if you don't, you will find yourself crying in your shower more than you ever thought you would. And then sometimes we get on a tangent about true crime or some attractive gentleman on the old interwebs. That's the thing we're doing. We're breaking open intelligent life form everywhere.
All right, so Kristen and Jen, combining the two, hot guys and true crime, have you watched Untamed on Netflix with Eric Bana?
Of course.
It's so good.
I had to figure out how I felt about it, and now I'm hooked, and I just have to rewatch it because I'm like, if that was a private detective, I would commit a crime just so he would have to come over to my house a lot.
Hello, Mr. Federal Agent.
Help me.
I'm going to go ahead and jump off and start watching that. Everybody.
Just for context here, guys, Kristen and Jen, how old are your kids?
This is Kristen. I have a 12-year-old. She's going to be a 7th grader, and I have a 14-year-old who is going to be a freshman starting in 2 days.
Okay.
I have a 12-year-old boy and a girl who just turned 10 and is about to turn evidently 32 or something.
Right. Okay, so your life experience here is different than our Kristen's, who is going through this for the very first time back to school.
Yeah, so I got a precious little 4-year-old and he started pre-K last Monday.
How are you doing? God.
I am not well, ladies.
Are you still like clinging to the fence, watching him walk in the room and everything?
No, he's doing great, right? Loves school, loves his teacher. Dad gets up within the morning because obviously I'm here doing the radio thing, so I do carpool in the afternoon. But I was not prepared for gut punch that was sending your child to pre-K. Like, I knew it was a milestone and a big deal, but I did not handle it well.
Did you do the ugly cry where it almost looked like you were going to break a rib?
And then the fact the elementary school has you the first day walk in, drop your kid off at the class, and then in either the cafeteria or the media room, they had coffee and Kleenex. Because apparently
100%.
I'm not alone.
Oh, not alone at all.
I'll let you off the hook. It will just be this year. And after this year, you're going to be like, I know you're here 4 days early. I don't care. Get out of the car. I've had enough of you this summer.
I'm on the older end of this, and I'm still feeling the same thing. So this weekend, I moved my youngest son into college. It doesn't get any easier. I will tell you this. I was telling these guys earlier this morning that the movies do a really good job sometimes of like showing you your 18 or 19 year old kid, but then you're having flashes when they're like 3 or 4 years old right in front of you as they're moving into their college apartment. And he came back the day after I moved him in. He visited me back in Atlanta. And when he left with his friends, my heart was like yelling, please don't go. Because now I'm officially an empty nester.
I mean, there's going to be some good to that. You'll be like, I don't need to wear pants. You can just roll out however you want. No one's going to criticize you. I don't know how you live, but that's how I live. So there is a little bit of a, I'm like, I wonder what it's going to be like in my days. But I will be a disaster.
All right. So well, Jen and Kristen, what are some survival tips for like new moms? And now we are in our school era.
Buy more water bottles than you ever thought you would.
Yes.
And if you go buy a lost and found and you see one that looks kind of like yours,
grab it.
You can put a different name tag on it, if you know what I'm saying.
I hear you.
It all works out. Mm-hmm. Somebody else has got yours. You take one of yours. That's how we go.
A lot of people think it's gauche. I personally don't. But teachers like wine. If you don't feel comfortable sending your kindergartner with a bottle of wine in their backpack, maybe like a BevMo gift card, something like that. Because you need that woman on your side or man.
It's funny, Kristen, because when we did orientation a couple months ago, that lost and found was insane. There were so many coats, so many jackets, so many water bottles. It was a lot.
I know. Maybe I went by one and I was like, well, the one we have is blue and this one is red, but you did lose it and they lost one. So this is just going to the right person. So I was like, just pretend we bought the red one.
When my kids went to school, Kristen bought me this like pack of stickers that can go on anything. Like you can go through the dishwasher, they can go through the wash machine, you can put them on like the tag inside of a jacket or something. I was like, what do I need all of these for? I still, my son is in the seventh grade. I'm still putting these stickers on all of his stuff because I want it back.
Clueless and childless 28-year-old here. What's the need for so many water bottles? Like, is this a requirement that you have to have going into school?
All the kids are required to bring a water bottle, which I don't know how we survived as children because we were never hydrated.
Never.
We maybe got
water
a
fountain.
That was it.
We had a water fountain and we put our mouth on the thing where everybody else put their mouth.
Yeah, the kids are super hydrated. And true enough, the first week, it was like day two or three, he comes home and I'm looking in his backpack and I'm like,
hey, where's your water bottle?
Where's your freaking water bottle, bro?
Back in my day, they just grabbed a hose from outside and just sprayed it on us.
Girl, you're 28. We are literal Gen Xers. Our parents were like, there's a pond. Figure out how to like filter that water.
Yes, that is right, man.
There's rainwater in the ditch. You guys are good. That's your swimming pool.
You probably got a car when you turn 16, but my kids are only getting water bottles because they're between like $25 and $50 a bottle.
Yeah.
That's all I can afford is their water bottles.
Yeah, 100%.
I don't think I was prepared either for the amount of technology that's now involved with going back to school. I've lost track with how many apps I have to download to communicate.
It is really overwhelming. And I think for parents with new ones going in, you're also so emotionally overwhelmed and you want to do a good job and it's just insurmountable. It's like the medical world. You have to have a portal for everything. So then I'm like, wait, where do I, which WhatsApp, which app, school.org, Zulily? I don't know.
The kids understand it too. It's the parents that don't understand it. My son was standing outside the school telling all the, he was grabbing parents' phones, helping them log into Flurb or whatever it is. And then you can find out who your teacher is. But all of us were clueless.
And like, I know teachers are super underpaid and they are overworked and they give their all. We have all of these apps. We also have a text group for the pre-K on WhatsApp. There's still a lack of communication. How is that possible?
Girl, if you figure that out, you need to let the world know, but charge a fee.
Oh, man.
And you will be a billionaire.
It's crazy.
Do you guys know, like, the timeline of how far out before your kids go back to school do you get excited by the idea that they're going to be going back to school?
Yes. If that wasn't guttural, I don't know. Because my daughter's going into middle school and my son's going into high school, we feel very excited. It's a new school. It's our neighborhood school. We have parents from the elementary school, so we all get to be together again. So I think I'm having just as much fun as the idea of going back to school as my son is. I'm excited to be a part of a high school culture. We've never had it before, so this is all new to me too. And it, so far, it's been really fun. It's a Catholic school, so every time we go to an event, they want our money. And so they grease the wheels with a little Cabernet and some sort of carbohydrate.
I got to say, about a week after school got out this summer, I was really looking forward to school starting again. I've been a pretty terrible parent this entire summer. My kids went to, I keep calling it iPad camp, where my husband and I were like, we have to work. And so they just had like basically unfettered access to the iPad. I honestly don't know if they're going to be able to read when they get back into school.
What is the one piece of advice you give to moms that are dropping their kids off for the first time, not only maybe necessarily about this first year, but about being a mom that has a kid that's going to school?
You know what? I think as hard as this is, and obviously there's always going to be tears, I think lead with specific enthusiasm. Like, oh my gosh, I bet her room has so many fun things on the walls. Oh my gosh, I bet you're going to draw. I bet you're going to sing. You have to remember all these fun things. I want you to tell me everything you did. And then you drop them off and you give them a hug and you give them a high five. And then you hightail it to a Trader Joe's parking lot and you bawl until you can't stop. But I do think like school's fun, man. And if we're into it, they're into it. But if we show too much of our sadness, I think it's confusing for them sometimes. So we got to kind of like put a strong face on and just give them their go.
You'll be proud of me, ladies, because I held it together in front of my kid. Sold the enthusiasm. But unfortunately, tears on the Burt Show pay the bills. So instead of a Trader Joe parking lot, I came straight back here from dropping my kid off and just bawled on the air.
That's so sweet. And you're supposed to. And it's a tough thing when they go into that classroom and you watch them and they're holding their little lunch pail that's as big as they are.
Yeah.
It's not even fair.
I mean, the biggest heartbreak of parenthood is that if you do a good job, these kids, they fly.
Yes.
That's the irony of it all. Like, that's what they're supposed to do. And so my kid, drop him off at school, you know, when he was 5 for kindergarten. He didn't look back. Mm-hmm. I was like,
I had one that was like, I'm good. I'll see you later.
Yes.
What are you still doing here? And then I had one that was not happy that I was leaving. And that was so hard because she would like look through the window like a post-apocalyptic like kid looking out at the world. And she'd be like, please, mommy. And I was like, oh my God, stay strong. It was so hard.
Here's a loaded question for you. How do you know that you haven't done a good job parenting based on how your kid reacts at school?
Oh, do you? You want a list?
Go for it.
If I haven't done a good job, I think the thing that I have to do is we'll be better at asking questions to get a better answer from my kids. Like I find like if I'm doing yes or no questions and they're short with me, that's on me. So I always try to like change the question, but I get annoyed because the bros and the grunts and the but I'm like, can you give me specifics about your day, please? And then I find myself getting grumpy. So it's more me than them.
Well, I know when I did a bad job because I was in another room and I heard my son on a school Zoom and the teacher said, can you please put a shirt on Dashiell? Yeah, he had taken his shirt off, so.
There are some days are better than others. That is for sure. For sure.
It's true.
If you're a mom, you'll love this podcast. Again, it's hashtag I Mom So Hard, and you can find it on all of the podcasting platforms. Kristen and Jen, thanks a lot. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Happy back to school.
This is The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.